As Congress prepares for impeachment hearings, a new book has just been published about Mary Pinchot Meyer, who was one of JFK's secret lovers while he was in the White House. The Secret Service locked her in on 17 evenings. The affair coincided with the heating up of the Cold War. According to the book, Meyer was with Kennedy on the night he went on TV to warn the American people about the Cuban Missile Crisis. Mary Pinchot Meyer was shot to death less than a year after Kennedy's assassination. Yesterday was the 34th anniversary of her murder. It's still unsolved. The new book about Meyer is called A Very Private Woman. My guest is the author, Nina Burley. She's an editor at New York Magazine and a former reporter for Time Magazine. Nina Burley says, historically, people are interested in mistresses to find out what they reveal about famous men. Burley was interested in the impact of Kennedy on Meyer's life. I asked Burley if she thought the affair between Meyer and Kennedy was just sexual, or if they were close friends as well.
I think that they were very close and that the sexual part of the relationship was somewhat secondary. And I think that they were friends before being lovers and that they were also friends after they became lovers.
Did Jackie Kennedy know about it?
That's a good question. The women that I talked to who were close to Mary and also were part of the circle of people, women who were kind of having occasional flings with the president, said that they never really knew how much Jackie knew about the other women in her husband's life, but that she seemed to be kind of acquiescing to at least having women around who her husband liked. And in one case, for example, I interviewed a woman who had a fling with Kennedy, and she recalls that Jackie seated her on one side of Kennedy and Mary on the other side at a White House dinner. And so the feeling that I got from this was that Jackie had a very sort of sophisticated attitude, if you will, towards her husband's behavior, and that she felt perhaps that he needed to be allowed these dalliances. Now, whether she knew that they were actually having sex together, I cannot answer.
Mary Meyer had been married to a man who was in the CIA, the man who you describe as being most famous for being the brains behind the CIA's infiltration of American student organizations. Did that make the CIA, do you think, any more or less interested in monitoring her relationship with Kennedy?
I think that it probably didn't have that much effect on their interest in her as a romantic interest of the president's, because I think that the intelligence community was interested in any women that he, the president, had a relationship with.
And what were their concerns?
Well, I would think the first concern was always blackmail. And then the second concern would be that these women were uncontrollable, that they might be answering to other men, or that they might be telling other men things about Kennedy, or that they might be lobbying Kennedy sort of in bed. I think that they feared these women to some extent.
Your interest in the story isn't just an interest in, you know, a presidential affair. You're interested in who Mary Meyer was as a person. You're interested in her in her own right. So I'd like you to tell us a little bit about who she was as a person. I mean, some of the things that define her is that she was an artist. She experimented with Reichian therapy. She was a friend of Timothy Leary's and was likely to have taken LSD in its experimental phase. I mean, you describe her as someone who went from a fairly conventional, you know, suburban wife type of role to, after her marriage, becoming much more adventurous.
Yes, to some extent you're right about that, but I think that she was born to a family, the Pinchot family in Pennsylvania, a very wealthy, somewhat bohemian family that appreciated skepticism and had certain strain of radicalism, actually. I mean, her father, Amos Pinchot, was a founder of the American Progressive Party, and actually split off from the Progressive Party because he was too radical, because he was too much of a trust buster. And so she was raised by, and her mother was also rather unconventional. Her mother wrote for The Nation and was, a working woman in the 1920s when that wasn't always that common, lived in Greenwich Village and was very close with Max Eastman. And so Mary grew up in a household that sort of was more skeptical and more bohemian maybe than let's say Jackie did, although they were of the same class. So she started out more likely to be a kind of an experimental woman.
Now, the story of Mary Meyer's death not only figures into the story of John F. Kennedy's behavior in the White House, it figures into the conspiracy theories about JFK. How does it relate to those theories?
Well, she was murdered just a few weeks after the Warren Commission report came out. So those who see a conspiracy here see that as significant timing. That's one way that it's related. The other is that she was married to a top CIA official. She had been divorced from Cord Meyer before she and Kennedy got together, but she was still in touch with Cord Meyer, and Cord Meyer certainly was in the loop on things like the Castro assassination plots, and so she would have, those who believe that there may be a conspiracy here think that she was aware of some of these CIA secrets, that she would have been aware of them via her husband, and that knowing her politics, knowing her sort of roguish, experimental lifestyle, certainly in terms of the more conventional Georgetown wives whom she was friendly with, she may have been ready to tell these stories. And that's what the conspiracy people believe, that she just knew more than she was supposed to.
Do you buy any of that?
I think that she probably knew more than the average American wife, and maybe knew more than the average woman in Washington. But was she in on the assassination plot, if there was such a plot to assassinate Kennedy? I seriously doubt it. I don't think that Kennedy certainly was telling her state secrets. So I don't buy that she knew things that would have led to her being killed that day.
My guest is journalist Nina Burley. Her new book about Mary Meyer is called A Very Private Woman. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest, journalist Nina Burley, is the author of a new biography of Mary Meyer, who was one of JFK's lovers while he was in the White House. Just after Mary Meyer was found murdered, her good friend Ann Truitt called Meyer's sister, Toni Bradley, who was then the wife of Ben Bradley, editor of the Washington Post. She had called to tell Toni Bradley about Mary Meyer's diary. What did she want her to know about the diary?
She wanted Toni to know that there might be material in the diary that would be embarrassing, and that Mary would have preferred it not to be made public.
And what happened to the diary?
Well, that's a good question. The night after the murder, the Bradleys and counterintelligence chief James Angleton and perhaps some other people found the diary in Mary Meyer's studio. James Angleton took the diary along with a box of letters and papers, basically all of the written material that recorded her life, took it to the CIA. And he called certain people, including one of Mary's lovers, a man named Kenneth Nolan, an artist, and said he had destroyed the letters that Ken Noland and Mary Meyer had exchanged. And he then told people that he had disposed of the diary. At least Ben Bradley thought he had. And then a few years later, he presented it to Tony Bradley, who by this time was divorced from Ben. And Tony, according to Ann Truitt, burned the diary in the presence of some of her friends and Mary's friends. Other information that I got after that was told to me indicate that the diary may actually still exist in the Milford, Pennsylvania family home of the Pinchots. But they did not concede that, and they did not make it available to me. So I have to assume it's either burned or locked away at the Pennsylvania estate.
What do you think was in the diary?
I think that Ben Bradley described it. It was an artist's sketchbook with lots of colors in it and some writing, and it recorded her meetings with Kennedy. And I'm not sure how she recorded them, but she certainly made it clear to a reader like Ben Bradley that she was having a romantic relationship with the president.
How has writing this book about the affair between Mary Meyer and JFK affected your thoughts about whether President Clinton should be impeached?
When I consider the notion of President Clinton being impeached over his relationship with Monica Lewinsky and the lies that he apparently told about it, I can't help but think about all of the literature that is now available and all of the gate logs that are available at the JFK Library that prove that Kennedy was engaged in far more reckless behavior with women than what we know President Clinton was engaged in. And for that reason, I find it ridiculous that we have gotten to this pass. As a woman, I am offended by both of their behaviors, and that I think that the women who were involved with Kennedy were used, and they feel used now, those who are still living, when they think back on it, and that that relationship with Kennedy was damaging to these women. And I think that it's going to be the same for Monica Lewinsky and any other women who may have had relationships with President Clinton. As a feminist, I'm put in a bad position because I find it abhorrent that these women were treated this way. But at the same time, I think back to, 35 years ago, and a president that is revered in American history who was engaged in the same kind of behavior.
Nina Burley, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Nina Burley's new biography of Mary Meyer is called A Very Private Woman.